give you an all right and say hello. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to the Hang Zone. It is show number 734 with Dan and Jake.
Numbers.
And that applause isn't really happening because we haven't put up the signal yet. It's Tuesday. See you next Tuesday. What are we going to do without someone in studio to applaud things I say?
Gordon!
Let's call for Gordon.
Keeping this going from the morning?
Yeah. Gordon's got the clap. Or Gordon Clapp. You know who Gordon Clapp is?
No, I don't. Is that like an old-time radio guy or something?
Isn't he the...
Time.
Gordon Clapp. Oh, is it Gordon Jump?
Gordon Jump was on WKRP.
That's who I was thinking of.
Yeah, he was an actor who also played that disturbing character from Different Strokes.
Gordon Clapp was in NYPD Blue.
So the guy from the disturbing character was the pedophile?
You don't register that as...
No, I'm asking, was that what it was?
Disturbing.
Wait, you're classifying that guy's disturbing?
He can't help it.
I thought he was just a guy who lost a lot of weight eating sandwiches.
No, the... yes.
Was that what it was? He was...
That's what I remember.
Want a little Arnold?
He was the bicycle shop owner.
Want
that
a little Arnold.
Lured them in.
Which is... Was a 70s thing that was very odd, or 80s. Just the odd, hilarious comedy we're all watching, but then they would after...
Yeah, they would do like a
every
serious
now and again,
episode every
throw
once
in
a...
Oh, yeah, there's a pedophile in this episode.
Well, we talked about this.
Whoa! What the hell was that,
Anthony? In a very special Different Strokes.
Yeah,
it's a two-part
I thought it was
special,
just...
apparently. I'm looking at it, called The Bicycle Man, which is quaint. We talked about this with pod episodes, although those were actually paid for by the government.
Yes.
In the 80s and 90s sitcoms, it would take a break to run an episode about the perils of pot.
We never really stuck with that. We need to revisit that series. The series of let's watch the show and break it down.
2:15 today.
Okay.
Oh, like the, you're talking about like after school specials?
No, like Home Improvement.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I thought that he may have been referencing the...
No, I'm referencing what he's...
Just any sort of sitcom...
A variety of, yeah, sitcoms were paid by the government to air anti-drug shows.
Seventh Heaven actually did an anti-drug one and not an anti-pedophile one, despite the fact that the main character, a real-life pedophile.
Good thing.
Was that the dude who, like, when his wife was in the hospital, had just delivered their child, and he said creepy stuff to his wife in her ear?
I don't know.
He was in the first Star Trek movie, I think.
Stephen Collins.
Yeah, he was Decker.
Yeah, once he was in studio with me when I worked in Dayton.
It's never good when you have a personal life tab that does not encapsulate your entire personal life. Like if there's a subset of personal life that says sexual misconduct.
He is one of two pedophiles, I guess known pedophiles, that I have interviewed on the radio.
Yeah, Gordo.
Because Jared from Subway is the other one.
What about Mel Hall?
Dan doesn't count him.
Does that count as a pedophile?
I believe that's what he went to prison for. I mean, it was like his...
Dan's going to need more evidence. I mean, that's...
I guess, you know, underage sex with a 16-year-old, is that pedophilia? I don't know.
Yep.
Well, legally, yes, but...
I always think of a pedophile as preying on children.
You and I have said before that if there were sensible people, voters in this country, we could actually run on the platform. 15 and 16, it's not the same charge as 2 or 3. But it's tough to get up in front of a crowd at the town square. And
we've all been in conversations where it's like that's a distinction that you want to make for whatever reason in this...
And then you're drowned.
And then you're like, no, this is like, I back out.
All right, so I have to open this box?
I guess.
I haven't been in studio, actually, since my birthday in Blake.
No!
Don't stop it.
Oh, no!
It doesn't have to
What's in a box?
Brad Pitt.
It is head-sized.
It is. It's like it's so Paltrow-sized.
I have no idea what it is. Blake said, open the box with Gordon there today. Blake's trying to run our lives.
It has a...
it's unfortunate that he's not here for this.
A label that says Fragile.
no, it's Italian. No!
French.
Oh, French.
Must be Italian.
Was it Italian or French?
Oh, it was Italian.
Huh. Jake got that right?
Must be Italian.
Because you made me watch the movie.
I did?
Yeah.
It's a major award.
Ooh, did you think it was bad? No, I did not like it, no.
What?
Oh, dang.
Okay.
All right, I am opening the box.
It's a major award.
Oh, it is Paltrow. Look at that. Goop.
Wow, it is a box. Yes. With
Yo, do we have a lighter?
Speaking of a box.
Yes.
I don't have a lighter on
I know what this is going to be then.
It's box. It smells like a box.
Gwyneth's head.
Box, it's a box in a box.
Yeah. Because it, yeah, the label says goop. Here we go. Let's
Why did
open
she
this.
Box
open
goop.
This.
Smelled. Box smelling candles. Look at that.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. She's really cushioned her box.
Very wrapped up. And then there's another box inside the box.
And read what that box says.
It says, this smells like my vagina. But then she didn't sign her name or anything, so...
Could be anybody.
Yeah, yeah. Who wrapped this
that,
up.
That worries me. I need to know who's saying
like
that.
Like a drug mule.
She put it inside of her own version of a Matryoshka doll, apparently.
Yeah.
Daddy, filling in for Blake today.
Solid Russian culture
reference. Nesting doll reference. Nice.
Daddy, any chance you could score us some way to light this? This is your first duty as producer. Can you get this done?
Let me see what I can do.
I remember when everyone used to
can
smoke.
Can you get this done in the next 5 minutes?
When we were cool.
I can
go
try.
Find Dwayne.
When was the last time you had a cigarette?
There is no try,
you
Daddy.
You still have one every once in a while, don't you?
No.
Oh,
a vape,
really?
Yes, sadly. But it's been probably 2 years, maybe more. Just so tired of feeling terrible.
So this,
it's not,
this V candle gives you some instructions. It says, trim.
Oh, yeah.
The wick before and after every burn to 1/8 inch.
You're, it's about right.
You have some scissors right there.
Yeah, right there.
Why don't you knock it out with your 1/8 inch?
Knock the bottom out of that candle, man.
The walls.
Tear it off with your teeth.
How do I know?
Lick the alphabet on top of that candle.
I don't even know how long an inch is. So how would I trim that to 1/8?
I always go with
here.
This.
Never your heard, knuckle is an
never,
inch?
You never heard that? I think that all usually right. checks out about
Gordo
right.
Gordo wants to trim.
Why did she call her company Goop? I guess it doesn't...
Okay, this is so stupid. No, that's about right.
Smell like that?
Yeah, I mean like...
like a pretty version.
Well, date night
yeah,
quality,
for sure.
Yeah,
we showered.
Not your average.
Not a after marathon.
Not a week night.
After
not
a like, half marathon.
Not like on the delivery table. Do you think that one would sell?
All right.
All right. Nobody's got a lighter, though.
Daddy's on it.
Oh.
I guess.
Daddy's a guy who gets things done.
We'll see.
I'm
Gosh,
promoting
I can't believe
him
she titled it that.
And I think they're like $60.
Yeah.
And it's
money.
To me, it's I play this game a lot in my head of who's that for? Certain
it's
movies.
For radio
it's
shows.
Radio shows.
Wacky
doing,
radio
doing,
shows.
Doing wackiness.
Like who's like are there women that want a candle that smells like a vagina in their home? I can't imagine many.
I bet you there are a lot of homes that have candles that smell that way.
$75.
More smells like the back. What? Although, I guess, yeah.
What?
What do you mean?
Back.
God, you know, it actually does have a certain quality to it.
Here, let me. Hey, pass that.
Yeah, take a hit of that.
That V over here.
Yeah. Uh-oh, you lost your COVID smell?
Whoa.
$75.
That's 1/8 of an inch? That's tiny.
Yeah.
Well, I'm bigger than that.
Oh, yeah, bro. Oh, wow. What a big brag.
Hell yeah, bro.
Put that on your hinge.
Daddy's running to his car now.
His car?
He has a lighter in his car?
That's he
gonna,
thinks he may have one in his
car. It's going to take a fair piece of time.
I'd like to
yeah,
see
and it's
Daddy
gotta burn.
Running.
It's got to burn for a while to fill the room with
pass that over here.
Vagina I smell.
With the beautiful oh, yeah, aroma of Gwyneth's.
$25 of each sale goes to the ACLU Foundation's Reproductive Freedom Project.
Woke.
Oh, man, I'm
so
bad.
That candle just went broke.
I Yeah.
It has something to it that actually has that quality.
Date night is right.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's nice.
It is. It's actually really nice.
It's really nice.
Enjoyable. Brings back great memory smell.
Because I'd kind of forgotten.
Oh, no.
So speaking of the 80s.
Yes.
I had a little something. Unless you got something else.
I watched your Twitch stream Saturday night.
I can
Chris
save
Rock.
This for next
Oh, you
week.
Did?
Yeah, it was fun.
I kind of...
You did a post show?
Yeah, I did a post show on Chris Rock, unaware that the Chris Rock thing had run.
But oh.
It was a post Chris Rock Twitch show.
Very smooth. Shout out to Huey.
Yeah, we were trying new equipment, and I realized we had spent all day getting that system put together and the cameras all hooked up and getting all the bugs worked out of it. And then it's like 30 minutes before the time I'm supposed to do it, and I realize I've done no thought whatsoever to whatever we're going to be talking about.
You almost got banned.
I know it. I almost walked right into losing my Twitch channel on the very first night that I was launching it with new equipment.
He was going full Ja Morant.
How do you get banned from Twitch?
Brandish guns.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's right. You're a gun guy.
For some reason, I thought it would be a good idea to brandish a weapon on
You think it's weird
Twitch.
That Gordo's a gun guy?
No. He's from Mississippi.
What gun is it?
It was...
Just a random sidearm that you had in your drawer?
Just or? Happened to be a 1941 Carcano rifle that may have been used in a very famous Dallas shooting.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
A P1 on Friday brought me the type of rifle that Oswald used. And now it's my most prized possession. It's been a great addition to the bathtub.
Yeah, do you keep it in the bathtub?
Yeah, it's mounted right above the bathtub, so.
No, I don't think it's weird he's into guns at all. I know a lot of people in the South that are bookish, but also very much into the technical aspect of guns. They're beautiful machines.
They are incredible.
Yeah, I'm afraid
you
of
wouldn't
guns.
Understand, no. Carpetbagger.
No, I've always had a great fear of the gun.
When's the last time you fired a gun?
That's why you need experience with them to... I mean, you should have
fired a real gun.
I agree with you that you should have a fear of guns or a respect for guns.
At the fair.
Firing them will help that.
I'll shoot the thing above the piano and then it makes the piano
with the water?
Fire.
I'm telling you, you need to fire an AR. We could set this up very easily.
I don't
easily.
Think I do. No, I just, something would happen. It would backfire.
No, it doesn't.
It
That's
would hurt
I'm
me.
Saying. It's like, it's shocking how easy it is. There's very little
It'll
to
change
no
your life.
Kickback.
Yeah.
You don't really have to aim all that much.
Yeah, we'll take you out. We'll give you an AR so you can fire that. And then I'll bring like one of my bigger guns and you fire that and you realize what an unpleasant experience. Bigger guns can be.
Big handguns are not. I don't enjoy that.
Is the AR like the one that should be illegal because they shoot up crowds?
Well,
yes.
I don't know that they shoot up crowds, but people often use them.
They're commonly used in mass shootings.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't make me feel any safer.
They're very easy to use. Shotgun, especially if you get a smaller one that's not going to just blow you up, even like a 410.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun to clay shoot with a little...
Listen to this guy knowing his guns over here. Jake,
my family's
representing.
My family's country. Whoa. I think I just...
Yeah, why does everyone always stop in the middle of that
word?
Well,
that's why we have decided not to use that word.
He's got candle on his mind.
I know. I'm disoriented. Like, bring me back to it.
I'm telling you, man. It's taking over this room.
That was Freudian. Yeah, we try to use the word nation.
Freudian doesn't exist.
What does that mean?
It doesn't exist.
A Freudian slip doesn't exist? If you're thinking about Gwyneth Paltrow's home base.
By the way, are y'all hearing that or is it just a
sound? Yeah, I'm hearing it too.
Is it because I hit?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hit it again.
Shake that microphone. There you go. Gone.
No, you read the...
I heard you and Junior was going through that, right?
Yes.
That's Junior's mic?
Yes. Sorry.
Jeez.
Gordon read that book, Everybody Lies, where some guy got like 20 years of Google search engine data. And basically his point is that you make tons of typos and you misspeak all the time, but you just select the ones that seem to
fit
what you think.
Yeah.
Ergo Freudian, but you don't if I would have said...
So you're going to be that guy who has to, I say something clever, Freudian slip, we all laugh, and it...
Yeah, I mean,
you feel he's defeating you broadcast.
Doesn't exist. Yeah.
I read the whole book.
I was just trying to have some fun here. He said the C word, and we got the scandal, and now all of a sudden it's... well, actually...
I'm not usually well actually guy. I'm sorry. I read like one book every 6 months. Let me get a little squeeze out of it.
So, yes, we'll take Dan to a gun range.
Dan doesn't want to go. I hire people to protect me. Like Daddy. Oh, looky here.
That's a can-do
lighter up,
attitude
Daddy.
Right there.
Daddy got a lighter. Why do you have that?
Now smell it.
Token doobies.
It'll take a while.
We're not going to let you get away with everyday token doobies.
Her vagina's on fire.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So now we have to wait.
Yeah.
I wonder if anybody on a, an open house on a Saturday might put one of those in and just let that waft
through. They bake cookies like right before the open house.
Yeah.
I'll buy it.
Oh man, I love being inside.
20K over ask.
Feels like I'm back home.
Is that a smell that anybody has ever said? I want more of that smell.
Well, if it's again, if it's this version,
which it's brilliant marketing because. I mean, it's like a salmon candle. No one is going to buy a salmon candle.
I don't find Gwyneth Paltrow particularly attractive.
Uh-huh.
But I do look at her and think, that probably smells great.
Gosh. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
There's something to...
I'm with you.
She's a very clean-looking person.
Yes. She's got it squared away.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're just thinking everything on her smells great.
Probably, yeah. And again, I don't think she's that.
She's picking the second dirtiest spot and saying, yeah,
whoa,
this also smells good.
I'd buy the other one.
Wait a second. So that's what you refer to that part of a woman?
Oh, yeah. That's what I use in sexy talk with the wife.
Yeah. Yeah. Bust open that.
Let me touch your second dirtiest spot.
Let me sniff your second.
Oh! Jeez.
Hey, I noticed you've had a little bit to drink.
Dan.
How about
should
that
we?
First drink?
You know what we need a Google Doc on or a Google Excel sheet?
How often this segment devolves into...
Well, yeah, like how all the See You Next Tuesdays with Gordo, let's just each week and just see what they all are.
What do you expect from a segment that you named that?
He's right.
See you next Tuesday.
He's right.
I mean, this is on you.
Me?
Yeah.
We're all here.
We're not all naming it.
Rejected that name.
You're naming it. Blake's giving us vag candles. How do you expect it not to devolve into this?
Yeah. Eye on the News with Gordon. Hey, did you hear that two of those tourists are dead?
Yeah, somebody just said that to me on Twitter.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
1:30 News, but I heard him talking about it this morning when two of them were undead.
Yeah, the four Americans that were abducted in Mexico?
He doesn't know.
I listened to Muse in the News. Why don't I understand?
I think it was in the...
That was actually in the ODEC,
yeah.
I think, that we talked about it at length.
Man.
Because we talked about it longer than we would.
You do all this talking in the morning. You're supposed to listen to all of it?
No, not all of it. Hey, at least now you hear part of the show. There were many years where you never...
I went about a decade, I never heard the Musers.
Now that you have it lit, is the whiff worth the tease?
I can't smell it from there. Oh, now I can.
Don't burn your nose hair.
When you get up close.
Let me
get
your nose all up in there.
Let me get my nose right up in it.
Yeah.
There you go. Smell it.
Oh, God.
Can you smell it?
Yeah. It smells different.
Different than what?
Once you get down to business.
Just then your average, vanilla whatever candle.
Okay. Started with V.
Yeah, your V candle. There's a variety of V candles that you can offer.
Is it more essence of V as opposed to full-on?
Where is that like mine? Is this a parting gift for me since it was in this segment? Or
he wants it is what he's saying.
Yeah. You can have it. Yeah, that's
perfect. If it has to be yours, I guess it's not my birthday. anymore.
We got you something. We're going to do that tomorrow. We give Tim Callishaw Barnes & Noble gift cards every time he appears on the show, and we get Gordon items that smell like vagina. So next week we have...
okay, yeah.
Next week we have...
Next week we have Jake's knuckle. And ladies and gentlemen, that's Gordon. See you next Tuesday, Gordon.
Yeah, I'm just going to have to recover.
Gordon. All right, man. See ya.
Knuckle?
Jake's wrist.
Dan McDowell.
All right.
Yeah, all right.
Now we'll see you next segment.